Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Healthy Pinoy. Welcome back sa Healthy Pinoy at ngayong Miyerkules, pag-uusapan naman natin ang kalusugan ng ating mga buhok, especially this summer season. And to help us today, kasama natin ang ating hair expert na 10 years ng hair stylist at nangangalaga sa buhok ng karamihang mga Pilipino dito sa ating Filipino community. We have Lexi Love. Magandang araw sa iyo, Lexi!
Magandang araw. How are you? Mabuhay. Very crazy ang 2022, but we're here, we're surviving.
Yes.
And we're still beautiful.
Yes, importante yun. Beautiful and healthy this 2022.
Correct.
And speaking of beauty and being healthy, pag-uusapan natin ngayong umaga ang tungkol sa ating mga buhok. Kasi nalaman natin, Lexi, no, sa isang survey na 50% ng mga Australiano ang nagsasuffer from hair problems during the summer season. And itong mga hair problems na ito, these are causing them to lose their self-confidence para lumabas.
Pero, yes, that's right.
Oo, pero bago natin pag-usapan yung mga problema, eh maganda kung simulan muna natin sa positive na mga balita. Tell us muna, ano ba yung mga pasok o mga uso o mga trending na hairstyle is 2022?
So 2022 ay nakita ko lahat. It's related to 90s grunge punk style.
Mm.
So a lot of bobs. So bobs are in because, I don't know, our lifestyle these days, it's so hectic, especially nurses and medical field people, they have to wash their hair all the time.
Mm.
So I find that they want a hairstyle that would match their lifestyle and their career. Mm-hmm. Very flexible siya kasi, where you can wear it curly, you can wear it straight. Mm-hmm. You can wear it casual, you can wear it formal. So very, very versatile talaga siya and very fitting for the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi pandemic, you know, our hair holds bacteria, viruses as well. So you have to always be on the go to wash it. So, bob is the way to go.
That's for the women. Yung mga hairstyle
women,
naman
yeah.
ng mga men.
For men, look, men have always been adapted to the environment, no? So, a lot of fades. The fades and also the pompadour style, like a gentleman style, always fits men. Mm-hmm. A lot of men are also wearing dreadlocks and also their curls.
Yep.
Before kasi ang daming nagpapastraight ng hair. But now, a lot of men and women even go for perms. Yeah. So, kulot is in. Kulot is no longer a salot.
Pero,
yes.
Ang mahalaga sa lahat ay, nabanggit mo nga kanina, yung healthy dapat yung ating hair. Kasi aanhin mo naman yung magandang haircut kung nagsasuffer ka sa mga common hair problems this summer season. Hindi ka magiging confident na lumabas sa iyong bahay. As mentioned kanina sa ating survey, no, marami ang nawawalan ng confidence sa kanilang sarili dahil nga sa kanilang mga problema sa hair. So, ano nga ba yung mga common hair problems na hinaharap natin tuwing summer season?
Kasi summer, so we're dealing with heat. So mostly, our hair gets dehydrated. So my theory is, hair is parang halaman yan eh. Ang parang leaves ng halaman.
Mm.
So sa tao, ang hair ang leaves. So if it's not healthy, it reflects on your inside.
Mm.
It goes on your outside. So there's a lot of internal and external factors that can affect the health of your hair, but there's a lot of solution for that. No, so let's tackle dry hair. Pag dry hair mo, drink plenty of water, lots of vitamins. Kasi kung what's happening inside reflects the hair. So, cause and then also there's a lot of products that we can use, especially now. So if it's dry, so you have to find products that says hydrating.
Mm.
So, lahat naman ng products kaya is very well labeled. So, if you magbasa ka lang ng label, it will help you solve the problems that you have. So, dry hair is hydrating conditioner, hydrating shampoo, and hydrating oil.
Mm.
Like myself, kulot ako. So, what I do is I put oil on my scalp and on my hair.
Mm-mm.
Before maligo. Yeah, and then shower and use your normal conditioner.
Kumbaga, kailangan mo ding i-moisturize yung scalp.
Yes, yes,
diba?
You have to because yung scalp mo is para siyang lupa. So, ang halaman mo, pag dry ang lupa, hindi magbubunga.
Mm-hmm.
So, same thing with the scalp. So, same idea. So, you have to promote blood flow sa scalp and also keep it moisturized and clean. And especially ang sun ng Australia is very harsh, no?
Mm-hmm.
So there are hair products with SPF as well. So it will protect from the UV rays. And also deep conditioning probably once or twice a week, depends on how long your hair is, would make a big difference.
So ayun, nabigay sa atin ni Lexi yung mga lunas para sa hair dryness. Ito namang problema sa dandruff and itchy scalp.
So itchy scalp. So again, pag dehydrated ang scalp natin, makati talaga siya. So moisturize your scalp is always good. So oiling, no? The African-American culture, they do the oiling every now and then. So I think because we live in the Philippines, it's tropical. And then when you go to Australia, different weather. So kailangan baguhin natin yung sistema na nakasanayan natin. So a lot of Filipino, from my years of experience, they wash their hair every day. So what happens when you wash your hair every day? Yung oil production ng scalp mo, mas speed up siya kasi nga lagi ka naghuhugas. So very prone to sa dry scalp and also dry hair. Change your routine with your hair.
Okay, so wag maligo, wag basain ang ulo o ang buhok araw-araw. Is that correct?
If you can. But ngayon kasi mahirap kasi especially mga medical background professions, especially nurses, I listen to them and they wash their hair every day. So kailangan hydrating conditioner and treatment.
How about those medicated shampoo that helps in eradicating dandruff?
Based on my clients, they suggest that ginger shampoo, it really helps them. And also I use, it's an Australian product, it's Red Wing Cold Tar Shampoo.
Mm.
So it's a brown shampoo, it's only $4. I use it for my dad because he suffers from dry scalp. So I said to him, use this one. So now it really improved the health of the scalp. Medyo may amoy nga lang siya, pero you just top it up with a nice conditioner with a nice smell. Mm-hmm. And it really will improve the health of your scalp.
Kasi isa yung dandruff sa nakakawala ng confidence. Alam mo yung pag may nahuhulo, tapos naka-black shirt ka, nakakawala ng confidence. Oh, oh.
Yes, yeah. Kasi feeling nila unhygienic mo, no?
Mm-hmm.
It's a common problem for people, especially with thick hair also.
Mm-hmm.
And or yung sweat glands mo nag-overproduce.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes it's a product buildup. I notice with my clients, they always put on conditioner, you know, and then matapang yung mga ingredients na nilalagay nila. That's why naglipa na yung mga organic products because they have less harsh chemicals or they don't have harsh chemicals that can produce a lot of dirt and dandruff.
The other thing na talagang nafe-feel natin tuwing hot season is yung split ends. Kahit na mahaba yung hair, kahit na shiny, pero may split ends, nakakawala ng confidence.
The best solution for split ends is a haircut. Mm-hmm. Always have a regular haircut and then have a regular hairdresser para ma-monitor yung health ng scalp and hair. Kasi if you stick to one hairdresser, they could see the improvement also of your hair. You have more peace of mind. Kasi pag paiba-iba or you don't see hairdresser, you just self-medicate. Wala kong other opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a professional help, mas madali mong ma-address yung issue. And also, you can find solution. So, let's say, split ends, regular trim. Also, summer, mahilig tayo mag-swimming. So, hair prep. Prep your hair with oil. Mix it with conditioner. And then, put it on your hair. It will act as a barrier on the chlorine or seawater, no?
Mm.
Because it can be very dehydrating. And then, it will cause the hair to split. Split ends, it causes about, like, brittleness on the cuticle of your hair. There are different types of oils. So, coconut oil, syempre Filipino, no?
Yes.
Meron tayong gugo. Often, it can be too heavy. I suggest to mix it with conditioner. If you go under the sun and then you put oil on your hair, it will fry it.
Mm.
Kasi may ang init ng sun dito sa Australia.
Mm-mm.
Yung araw natin is very strong. So you have to prevent that from happening.
Ano naman yung mensahe natin, Lexi, sa lahat ng mga pupunta sa mga beach ngayong summer? Paano nila mas mariregain yung kanilang self-confidence? At ano yung mga payo mo sa kanila para mas mapangalagaan nila ang kanilang buhok?
So ngayon tag-init, just protect yourself from the sun. SPF is a three-letter word that will help your hair protect from damage and heat. Hair preparation, also seek professional help and have a regular hairdresser. That way you have a friend or a professional help that can help you sustain and maintain your confidence with your hair and yourself.
Ayan, maraming salamat sa paghahatid ng mga payo tungkol sa pangangalaga ng ating buhok na kasama po natin si Lexi Love. At laging tandaan na ang ating kalusugan ay kayamanan na dapat ingatan. Para sa Healthy Pinoy, ako si Claudette Centeno. Healthy Pinoy. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.